This short Bible study tidbit is presented by Mary Alta, a member of New Hope Community Church.
John is still in heaven as we continue into chapter 5 of Revelation. When we left chapter 4, the elders were worshiping him who sits on the throne. Now John continues to tell us about this one who is on the throne. This one has a book or scroll in his right hand, and it is written inside and on the back, and sealed with 7 seals. Sealed indicates that it cannot be opened by just anyone. It has to be the right person. And an angel appears and asks the question, "Who is worthy to open the book or scroll and to break its seals?" No one stepped forward at first because, as Revelation 5:3 says, "No one in heaven or on the earth or under the earth was able to open the book or look into it." The "no one" means no created being, and this fact brought John to tears. But one of the elders, remember, they represent the church, told John to stop weeping because there was someone who could open it. It could be opened by the Lion that is from the tribe of Judah, the root of David. This one has overcome so as to open the book or scroll and its seals. Then John sees who he describes as a lamb standing as if slain. And this lamb has 7 horns and 7 eyes, which we are told are the 7 spirits of God sent out into all the world. In Scripture, horns usually indicate power and eyes indicate seeing. The word 7 indicates completeness. This is the same description of the Holy Spirit that we saw in chapter 1. Then this lamb took the book out of the hand of him who sat on the throne. And when the elders saw him take the book out of the hand of the Father, they fell down before him and sang a new song, found in Revelation 5:9-10, which says, "Worthy are you to take the book and to break its seals, for you were slain and purchased for God with your blood men from every tribe and tongue and people and nation. You have made them to be a kingdom and priests to our God, and they will reign upon the earth." The 4 living creatures join them in this worship. Then all of the angels, too numerous to count, that were surrounding the throne and the living creatures and the elders joined their voices to give the Lamb a 7-fold praise. They said in Revelation 5:12, "Worthy is the Lamb that was slain to receive power and riches and wisdom and might and honor and glory and blessing." Then follows what to me is one of the most incredible things in the book. John was able to hear every created thing which is in heaven and on the earth and under the earth and on the sea and all things in them. And they were saying, "To him who sits on the throne and to the Lamb be blessing and honor and glory and dominion forever and ever." This brought forth an amen from the 4 living creatures and caused the elders to fall down and worship. This pretty much sums up the chapter, but there are a few things I want to point out as of particular interest concerning the elders. Part of their identification comes from what they say and do. So note what they say and do here. They are the ones who would know Jesus as the Lamb, especially as John described the Lamb, as if looking as if he had been slain. This has special meaning to the church. They are the ones who would know what Jesus did, that he purchased men for God with his blood, and that he made them to be priests to God, and that they will reign upon the earth. Concerning the lamb, John says he saw a lamb, but he actually saw Jesus. So the symbolism is there for a reason. It is as the lamb that Jesus is functioning here. It is because of that that he overcame and has been given the authority to open the book or scroll. Another thing I want to point out in particular is that this is one place in Scripture where God the Father is seen on the throne. He actually has a form that can be seen. Obviously, he and Jesus are separate entities here. One is on the throne, and the other is approaching him to take a book from his right hand. I mention this because I have heard some doubt expressed about whether God the Father could be seen, if God ever had a form. And the thinking that followed that idea is that every time someone on this throne is mentioned, it must be Jesus. The question comes from the statement Jesus made when he said, God is spirit. But here it is plain that God has hands and he is sitting on the throne. Plainly, he can be seen when he chooses to be seen. One final thought. People often wonder what they will be doing in heaven. So far, we have been seen worshiping God, laying our crowns at his feet. We have seen that we have harps and sing to our God. But there is more coming, so just keep reading. Thank you for sharing this time with me. Have a blessed day.